The Czech capital, Prague, on Tuesday launched its candidature for the 2016 Olympic Games, with a ceremony to sign its official bid. The city has never hosted such a huge sporting event and currently lacks necessary stadia and other infrastructure. But Prague officials believe they do have a serious chance, if not in 2016, then 4 or even 8 years later. Ian Willoughby was at the signing ceremony.
Olympiáda samozřejmě je obrovská výzva pro Prahu, pro celou Českou republiku.
Flanked by both current and past Czech Olympic champions, including Roman Šebrle and Dana Zatopková, Prague's mayor Pavel Bem tells the assembled at the signing ceremony that hosting the Olympic Games is a great challenge for the city and the whole of the Czech Republic. And faced with competition from the likes of Chicago and Tokyo, both would indeed have a great amount to do before being anywhere near ready to put on the world's biggest sporting event. That's something conceded by Petr Hrubec, General Secretary of the Czech Olympic Committee, who also advances the possible benefits.
Prague needs a lot of improvements in infrastructure, in subway system, in airport, in the highways. So we hope that that will help our city, and it will be also a benefit for our citizens. We hope that not only Prague will hold the events of Olympics and also other cities, for instance Ostrava, and also other cities, they will be organized football games and also training camps.
Mayor Bem dismisses suggestions holding the Olympics would be too difficult and too expensive. And he says he's confident Prague will win the right to hold the games, though possibly not at the first attempt.
I am strongly convinced that the city of Prague will win. I would bet that not in 2016, especially taking seriously in account the fact that 2012 Olympics will be held in London, so it's very unlikely to happen to keep the Olympics on the European continent. However, we will try. But I think our chances are increasing twice or maybe even more for the 2020. And I am quite convinced that if we do not succeed in 2020, we will succeed in 2024.
The great Dana Zatopková herself took part in 4 Olympics, winning a gold medal in the javelin in 1952 and silver in 1960. Now 84, she says it's unlikely she will live to see a Games in her home city, but that doesn't dampen her enthusiasm for the idea.
Já myslím, že to je sen prozatím.
It's a dream, but one that could be made reality. I hope it happens because I think even though we are a small nation, we have achieved considerable success in sport, relatively speaking.
The final list of candidate cities for 2016 will be made public on September 13th, though it'll be over 2 years before the International Olympic Committee announces a winner.